Live, 855 450 free. That's the SACL's toll free call in line here on Free Talk Live's Live Saturday Night Edition. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
I know you're not used to live programming on Saturday evenings. There's so little of it here in the United States. There's just not that much at all. I think Free Talk Live is the only open lines current event show live right now in America. I could be wrong, at least nationally syndicated. There's certainly somebody who's broadcasting to cows, cornfields, and things like that. Give us a call at 855-450-FREE. Not that we're not broadcasting. We love corn here on Free Talk Live.
Speak for yourself, Mark.
That's
I'm not
right.
A big fan.
You don't eat corn. You're on that paleo diet, the not carb
diet. Yeah, there's
diet.
A kernel of truth to what you're saying.
That's really funny. Yeah, well. We're going to season our verbiage with puns here. So we had a story that we were talking about before the show here, and it's about the EPA. Now, the EPA has been getting a bad rap here with the Republicans running for office, running for the highest office in the land, and I think that it is deserved. At the same time, I think that Republicans shouldn't position themselves as, I mean, the first thing you need to say is, I like clean air, clean water, I want to see cleaner land and environment, but I think that the EPA is bad at it.
Mm-hmm. And, well, why is the EPA bad at it?
Well, because they don't have the marketplace giving them direction in the way that businesses do. If you run a business and you do it poorly, the marketplace is going to give you direction. By direction, I mean they're not going to do business with you, and you're going to need to change or die.
Yeah.
The EPA has a monopoly and violence to support their monopoly. If you don't do what the EPA says, people with guns will come and take you away.
And there's essentially nothing that you can do about it either.
Well, I suppose you could shoot it out with them and lose.
Yeah, you're going to lose. And, yeah, I think that even people who think of the EPA as a good thing and a necessary thing in this world where there might be some people who would infringe on the property rights of others and try to hurt the environment and, you know, maybe do things that would legitimately cause harm to other people. I think when people who think the EPA is necessary and does a good job doing what it does, when they hear this article, they may think twice about it. So let's get right into it. This is from worldnetdaily.com. EPA to property owner, your land is our land. $40 million in fines pending over plan to build new home.
$40 million in fines pending over a plan to build a new home.
$40 million. Yeah, I mean, this is really unbelievable. So it says, just imagine you want to build a home. So you buy a $23,000 piece of land in a residential subdivision in your hometown and get started. The government then tells you to stop and threatens you with $40 million in fines and is not kidding. That's the case now before the U.S. Supreme Court, with briefs being filed today by the Pacific Legal Defense Foundation, I'm sorry, the Pacific Legal Foundation, on behalf of a Priest Lake, Idaho family, Chantel and Mike Sackett. The attorney who will be arguing before the high court in this case says it's simply a case of government run amok.
Amok.
Right. And it poses a potential threat to perhaps not every landowner across the nation, but untold millions.
Well, I think that the EPA poses a threat to untold millions already.
Oh, yeah. Just wait till you hear this. I mean, there's something to do with the property being on a wetland or something like that.
It's always something like that. You know.
But and how many people's properties have wetlands on them?
Sure.
You know?
And, you know, I mean, I think that the rule is you can't build within 50 feet of the wetland or something like that. And it really makes you wonder, what happens if the creek moves?
Yeah.
You know, this happens. My creek changed courses. I don't even know what to call it. I mean, it went from one bed to another, and it does this just when it feels like it.
And it's declared by government decree where the wetlands are and what they are and what defines one. So, you know, some of them are declared as wetlands, but they're not actually wet, and they don't have any creatures on them, but yet it makes the property owner subject to the EPA's arbitrary rule.
I was looking at some land in Florida to build a project, and you know, the real estate agent said, you know, if you see, basically, the guy I was talking to said, if you see a scrub jay, shoot it and bury it as quickly as you possibly can.
Yeah.
Which, you know, just to me says that these regulations put out by the EPA endanger the animals that it's supposed to protect. I don't know how many scrub jays are left. I've got no idea. But the question is, if I personally have put up, close to my life savings in order to build this, you know, dream home or condominium project that I hope to make some money off of or something like that, and there's a little family of birds living on the land, and I've got to decide it's either the birds or my fortune. How many people are going to say, oh, well, we do love birds?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, do you really want to put in place laws that make it a zero-sum game?
Yeah. And not only that, but for people who actually do care about the environment and care about animals, I'm not saying you don't, but for people who really love animals, this actually puts the animals in more danger because now people who have them on their property have an incentive to get rid of them, right?
There's a piece in Mary Worth's great book, Healing Our World, which talks about ways to actually heal our world as opposed to using political solutions, which are generally violent. So they're usually pitting neighbor against neighbor.
Yep.
And where she's talking about different countries, one where they have laws to protect elephants, and others where you can farm elephants, you know, in the same way that we farm cattle.
And the poachers, let me guess, have you ever seen an endangered cow in this country?
Right. I mean, you know.
That's basically how it's going to go.
Right. And, you know, I mean, they put protections on trees, but, you know, carrots are grown, by everybody. And anybody wants carrots.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, this is really the idea. If you want to protect particular animals, you need to let people use them as farm animals and that kind of thing. Here in New Hampshire, for instance, you can have deer that are non-indigenous for whatever reason to grow them and for meat or whatever it is that you want to have a deer for, a farm of deers.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't have the indigenous deer or moose. Well, don't you think people would like to have a moose petting zoo or something like that? People come to New Hampshire. I've lived in New Hampshire 5 years. I have never seen a live moose.
I saw a moose. I was lucky enough to see one. But,
there you go.
But the thing is, I mean, you know, people can pay the government for permits that allow them to be able to shoot meese or moose, however
sure.
you say it, right? So you can pay the government and shoot moose, but you can't farm moose, and that doesn't make any sense at all.
Doesn't make any.
And it's as if the government owns everything that there is. And, you know, it wouldn't be, I think, in a world where we didn't have a government agency that was protecting these little critters and trying to ensure that the environment stays pristine and a good habitat for lots of different species, you know, it wouldn't be just people farming and selling animals or eating them or selling their tusks or whatever. I think there would also be people who would buy up preserves, right, and kind of make these
ecotourism
sanctuaries.
Is huge right now.
Tourism, is that what you said?
Ecotourism.
Okay, I thought you said ecoterrorism.
Ecotourism is huge. People are paying
George Bush moment there.
Huge money to go visit different places. Go on with the story, if you would, please.
Okay. The Sackett's, Schiff said, bought property, and the government, in effect, has ordered them to treat the property like a public park. And that's really true. They really do treat your private property as if they own
yep.
it.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Oh, well, please call in and tell me what the government doesn't own here in America. Tell me the thing the government doesn't own, because I don't know.
There's a case
I think
to
they
be
own
made.
You.
Yeah, there's a case to be made. For sure. They certainly act like it anyway.
Well, I mean, what's the evidence of ownership is control.
Yeah.
People act like the government controls them.
People who don't know what we're talking about, I mean, think about your home, your car, everything that you own. You pay a fee every year. You pay property taxes on your home.
Or if you're a renter,
then your landlord does.
Right.
You know? And what about your car? You pay to register it every year for the privilege of driving it. You pay a tax
in order to purchase it.
Yep.
So one could claim that the tax is a sales tax and it's paid to buy the seller.
Yeah, but when
the
there's a yearly fee every year to register it.
You can own your car, you just can't drive it.
Yeah.
Without giving ownership to the government. I mean, because basically you're...
Well, and if you restrict the way that someone can use something that they own, then how are you going to say that they actually own it?
But, of course, the place that you're going to park it, the land on which you would park that car, you must pay a quit rent or a yearly fee or yearly rent. We call it a property tax if you want. But, so, I mean, how can you own anything if you can't put it anywhere?
Exactly. So the EPA has not paid them a dime for the privilege to basically treat their property however they want. The regime we have operating now allows the EPA to take property without having to pay for it or giving the owners the right to their day in court.
So, you think the EPA, you think it's a good organization, should stick around exactly the way it is? Call in to defend it, 855-450-FREE.
And now it's time for the Living Beyond Your Feelings Radio Minute, with tips and advice on controlling your emotions so they don't control you. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
You know, there's a saying that I have that I really enjoy, and it's this: let emotions subside and then decide. You know, we all come to times in our life where we have to make decisions. I mean, really, all day long we're making decisions. Some of those decisions are more important than others. But especially if you're having to make a really important decision, you don't want to do it in a time of emotion. I've found out that emotions rise, but then they fall. So if I make a decision when my emotions are up, I'm likely not to want to do what I said I would do when my emotions fall down. Don't let your emotions drive you to take action, but make a wise, godly decision so you can follow through. For the Living Beyond Your Feelings Radio Minute, I'm Joyce Meyer.
For more information to help you control your own emotions so they don't control you, please visit Joyce Meyer. That's MEYER.org. The average person has 70,000 thoughts every day, and many of those thoughts trigger a corresponding emotion. In Living Beyond Your Feelings, Joyce Meyer examines the gamut of feelings that human beings experience. She discusses the way that the brain processes and stores memories and thoughts. Then, emotion by emotion, she explains how we can manage our reactions to those emotions. Living Beyond Your Feelings, the newest book from New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer, is available wherever books are sold.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. 855-450-3733. We're reading an article here on the EPA and their predations upon the average citizen, those that are caught in the grist mill that is the government, grinding and destroying people's livelihoods and lives, in some cases, bodies. We're going to get back to that article, but the Free Talk Live is the show about your calls, and you can listen to Free Talk Live in so many different ways. You can find out those different ways by going to listen.freetalklive.com. Not only are we on more than 100 great radio stations around the country and on XM satellite and free-to-air satellite, but we also have, of course, a live stream on the Internet, the webcam at cam.freetalklive.com, where you can see that we're waving at the camera. You see myself and Stephanie. And the listen lines. You can actually call a telephone number and listen to Free Talk Live on your phone if that's what you wish to do, if you have no other way of listening. So listen.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Joshua in Oklahoma. Joshua, can you hear us?
Yes, I hear you fine.
Great. You're on Free Talk Live. What is on your mind?
Oh, I was following that conversation about property taxes with great interest. I want to slightly disagree where you said control is the evidence of ownership.
Okay.
That's largely true. I want to take that a step further and say the one who can charge money for the use of something is very clearly and definitely the owner.
That's kind of what I mean by control, though. I mean, that, you know, if they can charge money for the use of it, they must control it.
I just think it's clear evidence.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't disagree with what you're saying. You're just putting a finer point on it. Go right ahead.
I like fine points. Thank you. Even the socks and underwear you're wearing right now, they claim the right to tax. They just give you a personal property exemption on your property taxes.
You're absolutely right about this. If they can tax you for the property that your business uses to produce things, if they can tax you on your home, if they can tax you on your car for driving on their road, they can do anything they want. If they can tax you, period. If they can charge you one penny for doing one thing that you didn't ask for, contract for, are in no way obligated to do sort of from a moral basis, then they own you.
Right, but we all know that they charge a lot more than one penny.
Oh, yes. Just because they want more than one penny.
Well, this is the fallacy of limited government. If government is powerful enough to take your money when you don't want to pay or to put you in prison for something you don't believe was wrong, then you cannot control it. There's no such thing as limited government.
Yeah, I completely agree.
And it seems evident from
what we can observe in society, right? I mean, they will tax anything that they can get away with.
Yep. Any government that's big enough to, that's really the fallacy of this sort of the government that we have developed over time. I believe that one needs controls, that people need controls on their behavior. Absolutely. If you want to call that government, I'm all for that. However, I think that if you impose upon someone else through taxation, and that's what I really consider to be the problem, I think that if somebody harms someone else, yes, they should, they're subject to harm or incarceration or, reparations or whatever it is. But if they haven't done anything to anyone else, why in the world do I have to pay taxes to upkeep your system that you've said that, this is the best one in the world?
Yeah, the voluntariness is really at the heart of this. We had a voluntary defense association where we all, provided whatever financial support, or we did time in the military on a rotating basis or whatever. When our kids turn 18, if we say, here's our law, here's our way of life, you can take that or you can take this plane ticket to anywhere in the world with $50,000 in cash to get you started. Which one do you want? I mean, that would be fair.
That would be fair.
It'd be voluntary. And then if they stay and they break the law, you can come down on them as hard as is appropriate without qualms of conscience. You agreed to this.
I suppose that makes more sense than anything else. Joshua, I really appreciate the call. I'm calling in on a live Free Talk Live Saturday edition at 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
Let's go to John in Madison, Wisconsin. John.
Yeah, hi. Actually, it's a little town called Prairie du Sac.
Well, we'll be by for dinner.
Great. Come on over. I have a situation where I am painting a house right on the main street. It's a beautiful big Victorian, and I'm doing it for rent, and the boom truck that I'm using leaks hydraulic fluid all over the place.
Gotcha.
It's raining down, okay? Hmm. And the landlord basically went to the farmer that is loaning it to him and said, come on over and fix this, because I said, I'm a little worried about my safety and the environment. They came over and said, these things rain all over the place. That's what they do. You're going to be fine. And that just seems absolutely ridiculous to me, to rain this hydraulic fluid. I'm literally 15 yards away from the Wisconsin River.
Yeah.
And if not the EPA, then who?
I think that's an excellent question, John.
Yeah.
That's absolutely the question. If not the EPA, then who? And
who?
Right, who? And the fact is that government has for more than 400 years. I believe it was a common law case back in the 1500s. You know, you're still operating under the Magna Carta at that point, that the king created these Star Chamber courts that operated outside of the common law courts and basically passed a law that said that you cannot, I think it was suing the, I think it was apple groves, that for whatever reason people believe these apple groves were polluting their land around them. You should be able to take someone to court who pollutes your land. And if you, for instance, the landlord doesn't care that he's polluting his land, that's fine and dandy. But there's land right next door. And I suspect that if the pollution is of any measurable amount, that it's going to affect the river that's right next door or the other people's land that's right next door. And those people would have the ability to sue the landlord. However, governments have created all along, they've created these protections, and then, you know, just like government does, it breaks your leg and then hands you a crutch. And then it creates something to solve the problems that it created.
Well, the government and the military are the biggest polluters,
yes, that's
actually,
right.
In fact. And we can't forget that.
The United States government is the largest polluter on Earth.
And they protect themselves.
Them to protect yourself.
For their ability to pollute other people's property and not face consequences. But, you know, I think we also have to remember, what if the EPA were involved in a situation like this where there's a truck that's leaking hydraulic fluid and it's near a river? What would the EPA do if they got called in? And I think they would do the only thing that they know how to do. And, you know, the phrase, when you have a hammer, everything looks like a nail, comes to mind. I think probably what they would do is, you know, make some kind of injunction to stop the painting immediately and condemn all the land and declare it a Superfund site and spend millions of, hundreds of millions of dollars to clean it up and all this stuff where, you know, the situation might be solved in another way that's a little bit more creative and doesn't harm
okay.
too many people
my,
in the process.
My question is, we pay them with our taxes to come and do the research. What am I supposed to do? Go pay some private company $2,000 to come over and decide if there's enough poison?
I think that
I can't afford that.
Well, you can't because
no.
you're taxed to death. The average American pays pays taxes until the middle of May.
Well, no, and you can't choose to pay the EPA either. But, I mean, if you're concerned about it, have you thought about just putting in, like, a pan underneath the leak to try to catch the fluid or something like that?
It's all over the place. It's on the boom. It goes all over the yard.
Oh,
it'll
spray.
It can't be caught.
Okay.
He's absolutely right about that. And the question is, if not the EPA, then who? And I'm with him on this one. John, thank you for the call. 855-450-3733.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA. But Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the Maine name in military supply.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live's live Saturday night edition. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
And we've been talking to you about, well, you know, the EPA and how people might solve problems without it. Perhaps using the tort system, as it has been, you know, frankly, done. It was done for 1,000 years beforehand. Let's go to Sylvia in Indianapolis, Indiana. Sylvia.
Hello.
How are you? What would you like to talk about?
Well, this is going to lead up to what I called tonight. A priest asked for prayer for some hospital here. I probably, and he said, call your congressman, da-da-da-da-da. And for years, I have begged people, you've got to wake up. And I believe that it's the people's fault for not for giving them so much power. If the people had risen up like they have now years ago, we wouldn't be in this problem. And I am so happy to hear you talk about
it. Sylvia, I'm a little confused about what you're saying. First, you started off by talking about a priest asking for prayers.
I mean, I was building up to the government.
Okay, so when you said them, giving them power, the people giving them power, you mean the government.
The government.
Okay. So what would you suggest as far as rising up? What does that mean? Because I'm not for violence. I'm for peace.
Well, heck, I didn't mean that.
Okay.
I meant praying and to call our congressman.
I wonder which is more effective.
Oh, I think they're both very ineffective.
I think they all are. Now we're all ineffective because they have the power, and if something isn't done to change the regime that's in there now, God help us, because the country is so bad now, but if he has four more years, goodbye.
Yeah, well, I'm no fan of...
I just meant goodbye, everybody.
Okay, goodbye, Sylvia. I appreciate it. 855-450-3733. You know,
seems like people have been praying and contact their congressman for a long time, and actually 200 years, and it. Really
I think that there are a lot of bad solutions in how to deal with the monopoly known as government today in America, and that's the problem. Is that a monopoly isn't going to respond to suggestions, which is essentially what calling your congressman is.
And voting.
Voting is, you know, it's. I think. think that it's a bit more than a suggestion, but not much more. Largely, it's statistically insignificant. Your vote mostly doesn't count because mostly candidates don't win by one vote. I understand where Sylvia is coming from. I think the flaw there is that the government is intended to be an organization to mediate disputes between people. So how can the people rise up against an organization that is intended to mediate disputes between them? As that organization, it intentionally, as that's what it does, is it pits different groups against each other vying for the power that is government.
Yeah, and as you said before, Mark, it's a monopoly, and so there is no accountability. If the government does something that people don't like, there's not much they have to say about it, right?
I'm not a big fan of most of the people that are running for office, for presidential office right now. I mean,
So people are going to say that we're negative and we're not giving any solutions, but for me, I think that part of the reason why I'm on the show tonight is that I think that the only way things will actually ever change is if people have the philosophical underpinnings and the ideas of liberty in their minds. And it starts there.
I can't change the world until I can change people's minds. And as long as people believe...
I don't even think it's necessary to change their minds. All it takes is to present them with these ideas. I think a lot of people are already liberty-oriented. They just maybe don't know it or haven't been presented explicitly.
Sure, but if the accusation is that we are negative, then I must talk about what is going on for me.
Sure.
And I agree with you that you cannot change anyone's mind. Only people can change their own minds. They do have to be presented with information, likely that they've never heard before.
Yep.
Let's go to Aaron in Missouri. Aaron? Aaron, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
What's on your mind?
It's great listening to y'all. I found you guys about a month ago. I wish I found you all years ago. you've done wonderful things for my blood pressure. I'm not screaming at the radio nearly as much as I used to.
Wow, that's great to hear.
I was calling, a few years back, I read a book called Freehold. And the taxation system they had in there was...
Hold on just a second. Is this the Michael Z. Williamson fiction book about a planet other than Earth where, you know, they have a sort of libertarian government?
Yes, yeah,
okay.
And the tax they had there was a 500 credit head tax paid every year, and it was completely voluntary. You didn't have to pay it at all, but if you didn't pay it, you didn't get government services.
Very
limited anyways.
I wouldn't call it taxation at that point. I mean,
taxation is
a term for, I mean, we have...
It's a subscription, essentially.
Right, or a fee, you know, I mean, that's what it boils down to. And one really has to ask oneself if, if you're in a geographic area, call it a county or a town or whatever, and there's a guy who, say, doesn't have any kids, doesn't want any kids, isn't going to send anybody to school, why should that, and that guy doesn't want to pay for your public school, why should that guy have to pay? I mean, really? You're going to take you're willing to.
It's part of the social contract, Mark.
You're right. I didn't sign the social contract.
Right.
Nobody else. A contract has reciprocal, obligations. I have an obligation. The other person has an obligation. The Supreme Court has ruled time and time again that the government has no obligation to provide you with any service. They may do so if they choose, but there is no contract because they have no obligation. So,
and of course, that person that you mentioned before who doesn't have any kids and doesn't necessarily want to pay for the schools shouldn't be obligated to, but that's not to say that they might not choose to give voluntarily and support people's children with scholarships or other charitable...
I give to all kinds of different organizations.
And not to mention that if schools were actually in the free market, they would be a lot cheaper.
Aaron?
Yes. I agree completely with what you just said. And the only thing I have to say about that Freehold book, that's the book that first opened my eyes to the possibility of libertarianism or whatever you want to call it.
I can't tell you how many times I've interviewed Michael Z. Williams, the author of that book. Actually, he's a Facebook friend.
I have a question, actually, about that book. Do you happen to know this, Mark? I wonder if people chose to opt out under that system. Did most people subscribe to the government services, or did they opt out? And were there able to be competing governments?
There weren't very many government services in that particular book. And as I recall, and it's been probably 5 years since I read it, as I recall, basically what you were, it was organization, kind of like a Lions Club is what the government ended up being.
Yeah, but was there more than one? Were they competing?
He didn't really talk about competing ones. There were certification organizations and stuff like that.
Because I imagine the less competition there would be, the worse it would be, and the more people would probably want to opt out.
Let's go to Seth in Florida. Seth?
Hey.
What's on your mind?
This morning, I had a run-in with the police.
Okay.
I was driving at about 1:30 a.m. and I'm 17 years old, so in Florida that's illegal.
Okay.
And
wow. So you weren't hurting anyone, Scott, right? It's just your age. Oh, I'm sorry, Seth. It was just your age and the time.
Yeah, I was going the speed limit and everything.
Wow.
And I got pulled over for having a broken headlight.
Did you have a broken headlight?
Yeah.
Okay. You should always have both headlights working. It's a good way to conduct your vehicle.
It could have gone out that day.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know.
Go ahead, Seth.
But then the officer told me to find someone to drive me home. He wouldn't even let me drive home.
Mm.
And so I
called. Is the car yours?
Yes.
Okay.
And I called a friend who was 18, and he said he would be on his way, but ended up not coming.
Oh, no. And you were stuck out there.
About an hour later, the officer still there said that...
What were you doing out at that time of night?
I was just going to get a milkshake with my friend.
I got you.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, I think you should have the right to be able to go get a milkshake. I think that these curfew laws, they harm a lot of people that were that otherwise wouldn't be harmed. I think that it's the equivalent of
a criminal out of Seth. Yeah.
It's the equivalent of the teacher saying, well, one student has made has done something bad, so you all have to put your heads down on your desk for 10 minutes. And it's, you know, frankly ludicrous.
Lane, Seth, sorry to hear that, Seth.
Thank you for the call. 855-450-3733. Do you think these curfews are legitimate actions by the government? Because I don't.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com, and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've been talking about this EPA story. I guess it's a $4 million fine for some people trying to build a house in Idaho. Sickening. Crazy. And it brings me, and, you know, what you mentioned earlier, Stephanie, was, you know, a lot of times people, the critique of Free Talk Live is, you guys hate everything.
No.
You don't like religion, organized religion. You don't like government. You don't like, you're iconoclastic on everything. Well, maybe that's true. But we do have a solution, at least for me. The solution is the Free State Project. If you're frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live, and tired of the oppressive state intruding upon your business and personal life, if you knew that thousands of liberty-loving people were all moving to the same state and getting active, would you join them? You can. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. If you like the ideas of liberty, you believe in the ideas of liberty, you owe yourself to go to this website, freestateproject.org. Certainly changed my life. Hope it changes yours. Stephanie, go on with the story, if you would.
Sure. Okay, so just to give a quick recap, we're talking about a couple who bought a parcel of land for $23,000 and were planning to build a home on it, and this was located near in Idaho.
When was this that they purchased it?
It must have been pretty recently, but maybe a few years ago, because the case is now in front of the Supreme Court.
It doesn't get there quickly.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. It has to have all kinds of appeals. So basically, they bought this piece of land in a residential subdivision, and then they were threatened by the EPA with $40 million in fines if they didn't stop their building. So
it's a residential subdivision.
Yeah. Okay. So the article, just to jump right back in, says the land is 500 feet from a lake, had a city water and sewer tap assigned, had no running or standing water, and was in the middle of other developed properties.
It just seems arbitrary from what they're saying there, not that we know the whole circumstance. And a caller came in earlier and asked, you know, people pollute. We know people pollute. If not the EPA, then who? And I don't know, but I can tell you that the EPA is a largely unaccountable bureaucracy.
Yeah.
And
they can ruin people's lives at the drop of a hat. It doesn't cost them anything to file these charges or injunctions against people. I don't know if it's really an injunction. I just use that word. But, you know, they have all these tactics that they can apply force to people with. And it's no skin off their back if they threaten you with $40 million
in
fines.
They're going
to use probably get a promotion.
Your tax money to sue you.
Yeah.
This is the thing, is that the gentleman was concerned, well, if my neighbor pollutes and I've got to get a $2,000 assignment from some scientific organization to say he's polluted my land as a result of polluting his land, I can't afford that. Well, you know, if the EPA comes after you, just arbitrarily decides you're on the hit list, like these people, they bought a $23,000 plot of land. That's not much. And they were going to build a house in a residential subdivision.
Yeah, that was surrounded by other houses.
Surrounded by other houses. They had no reason to believe otherwise. This happens all the time. Mm-hmm. Well, on a This happens on a not irregular basis. The EPA just takes people's land.
Yeah.
It certainly makes it so people can't improve their land in many, a myriad of different ways, all of its stuff.
And you know,
once they get a bug up their butt for you, you might as well just give them the piece of land and walk away.
Well, exactly, Mark. And I'm sure it would be less costly to do that when you think about all the lawsuits and all the appeals that you have to go through. And, you know, I've actually heard stories read on Free Talk Live before where it's alleged that maybe they're targeting certain pieces of land because of a vendetta with a particular person or something like that. And it wouldn't be an uncommon thing for us to hear about that because it happens a lot with government agencies.
If
they want to get you, they can find something to get you for.
Right, and the EPA not only is a national agency, but it works closely with other sort of municipal and state organizations. So, and no one would claim that, you know, that, oh, well, you know, a municipal or state employee wouldn't have a vendetta against an individual. Of course they do. They,
right.
You know, my town is a relatively small town. They've got all kinds of vendettas against each other and people
or
that like this person or that person. And yeah, so I mean, you know, if the local town guy who has some control over environmental stuff contacts the EPA and says, this guy's doing whatever, you can believe they're going to come down on you like a ton of bricks.
Yeah, or they just act on an anonymous tip from someone. We've heard stories of that happening many times.
Sure.
So let me go on with the article. The couple obtained all of the needed permits for their project and started work. Suddenly, the Environmental Protection Agency showed up on the building site, demanded that the work stop, and issued a, quote, compliance order that the couple remove the fill that they had brought in, restore the land to its native condition, plant trees every 10 feet, fence it off, and let it sit for 3 years. That's crazy. Can you imagine if you're building your dream home?
What's the claim that happened? No, I can't.
It's insane. Plant a tree every 10 feet? What, are they going to go with a little yardstick and make sure that they're...
If you plant them every 11 feet, you're liable to lose your land forever.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why you'd want to pay taxes on land that
point,
you had to plant trees on, frankly.
Exactly, yeah. And they're required to fill back in the digging that they had already done and build a fence and let it sit for 3 years. I mean,
that's
they've already lost it at that point.
Yeah.
So, and they really have no recourse. So then they would, the article goes on, then they would, for costs estimated at roughly $250,000, be allowed to, quote, request permission from the government to build on their own land. Wow. Or else,
I thought it was outrageous when I had to you know, spend $5,000 to get the local government to let me build on my land. And I couldn't build as close as I would have liked to the creek that runs through my property. And, you know, but
wow.
I can kind of see there's some rules. You know, you shouldn't be too close to the wetland or whatever. But, yeah. I always wonder, I mean, what if you wanted to do sort of that Frank Lloyd Wright architecture thing where you had like a stream flowing through the house?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just ruins that.
Yeah.
There's no fish living in my creek. I mean, it dries up. It's dry half the year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, we won't know. We'll never know the hidden costs of what these government regulations do and all the innovation.
That is the seen versus the unseen. And, you know, you'll never know what these agencies, what kind of productivity they've cost America, the world.
Mm-hmm. Or just joy and standard of living increases.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, maybe there would be a great reason.
What the founding fathers really meant when they said, you know, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What they really meant when they meant pursuit of happiness is they were all about the property and being productive. Now, I believe the pursuit of happiness means anything. If you want to spend your time, you know, dancing the mamba, you know, buck naked with a boa around your neck
that
in your living
like
room.
Happiness to me.
That doesn't to me. But, you know, that's fine. Far be it from me. But, you know, anyway, go on.
Anyway, so they would have had to pay $250,000 just to request the permit.
For the request. I love how the government works.
On their own land.
Yes.
And, of course, they could deny the request, right? Isn't that like what the FCC does when you request to have a new radio station? You apply for a license.
Every government agency does this.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
they have a great gig going, you know. They can just...
Well, imagine how much this limits whatever the activity is that they wish to do.
Yeah.
So if the activity is, I wish to, say, get married,
mm-hmm.
and I have to put in a request to the government, and cost me $1,000 to do so, and they may or may not grant my request, and I know that they don't grant some requests. How much is that going to kill marriage?
Yep.
So, I mean, if the danger is... you know, whatever the danger is, the government seems to be, to me, a far bigger danger in its regulations.
Yeah, well, that is essentially the reason that they have licensing in the first place. It's so that they can say no. licensing and permits and all that kind
That's
of stuff.
That's what it is. You don't have a freedom to do something if they have the ability to tell you no.
So they can say no
you
and
think
so
you
they
have
can
a
get
right
money
to,
out of you.
You think you have a right to bear arms in this country, and you don't. There are 20,000 gun laws in this country. How could you possibly have a right if they can mitigate it?
Yeah, and not only that, but what about freedom of movement, you know? That's something that I think everyone can relate to with driver's licenses, car registrations and inspections and all this other stuff. So anyway,
you know, there's inspections here in the state of New Hampshire, and
they're not about safety. They're really not.
If they were, then the state of Florida would be covered in junkers and, you know, people would be having wrecks all the time.
Yeah.
Florida gave up its inspections in the mid 70s or maybe the very early 80s. I can't remember precisely. And, you know, I mean, I saw no more junk cars on the road in Florida than I do up here in New Hampshire. Whatever they're doing for this inspection isn't working.
Well, and we know from states that don't have mandatory insurance requirements, like New Hampshire is one of them, I think. Most people do buy insurance, right? And you would think that an insurance company would have an incentive to at least make sure a car is in decent working order, right, before they insure someone who's driving it. And so, you know, there's kind of a voluntary system of kind of making sure that cars are safe before people get in them.
Well, we wouldn't know here in New Hampshire, even though there isn't any mandatory insurance, there is a mandatory inspection, so the insurance companies are not required to do, you know, sort of the due diligence before insuring someone.
You know, a lot of the mechanics and a lot of the people who work on cars that perform those state inspections, they really dislike doing them. You know, you can tell when they have to do these state inspections, they're just checking off a checklist, they beat the horn, they flash the wipers, and maybe some of it helps. They look at the tires, I know. But, you know, there are other ways that people could make sure that their cars are safe without having a mandatory inspection that money
goes to the
state.
What's it do to society if the government holds your hand through everything?
Yep.
What's it do? I mean,
yeah, childifies people, basically.
You can't take responsibility for anything. And the people that will take responsibility for things will rise to the surface, but they'll be... you know, stifled along the way. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, where we whittle agents' intellects into pointy, sharp utensils, and this is a pop quiz. What is the best way to save on insurance if you own a car and a house? Should you A, sit down with a farmer's agent to combine your policies into a delightful savings sandwich, or B, keep separate policies? The answer? A, talk to us and pass the mail.
We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, da, da, bum, 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 bum.
Call a farmer's agent to see how you can save on auto and home insurance. Find your local agent at farmers.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Lil Drums. Every bit as fun as a full-size Nestle drumstick cone and definitely cuter. Visit us at drumstick.com. Vacations are all about family time, but you don't have to leave home to have fun. Take one weekend a month and devote it to family activities. Pull out the board games and puzzles, serve up some treats, or have a picnic. Even without leaving home, you'll feel like you've really had some time away. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.